The rest of the story. Gasoline on the way to $2 a gallon. That's what the headlines say. I have here a collection of articles from national news magazines published way before this Middle East crisis. January 20 to May 12, articles focusing on the gasoline crisis, the causes, ramifications, and remedies. A January 20 headline reads, World Race for Oil. It says what gold was in earlier ages, oil is in these days. Oil is the paramount factor in the political economies of the day. Besides the material ingredients of petroleum that are involved in the moral elements of peace or war and friendship and antagonism between races and nations and creeds, oil, this article says, may soothe the troubled waters of the eternal seas. But one writer says it only adds unrest to the troubled waters of international diplomacy. Here's a parallel estimate of the situation from the Washington Post. Oil has become the great international issue of the hour, lurks in the background of virtually every petroleum problem now engaging the attention of world statesmen. Politics has become the politics of petroleum. Almost no move is made on that chessboard that's not tinctured with oil, including the pending situation in the Near East, all the way from the Persian Gulf to the Golden Horn. Then 2 months later, March 17, a dismal headline talking about higher prices for gasoline at the pump. And this relates to a Senate subcommittee investigation. The subcommittee report includes several recommendations, one of which is that our government should stop the export of gasoline and oil altogether. The most recent headline, dated May 12, says, how much gasoline are you wasting? And this article goes on to state that 1 billion gallons of gasoline will be wasted this year. And it blames motorists mostly for driving more than they need to. It includes a plea for self-discipline to avert what threatens to become an emergency situation. And remember, all of this was before the immediate crisis in the Persian Gulf. So we could have seen this coming. All this frightening news, all of these stories concerning the gasoline crisis came before this present standoff in Saudi Arabia. Now, the articles I have quoted were published between January and May. Now, everybody says if we had just foreseen this crisis, we might have averted it. We could have foreseen it. We could have begun the industrial conversion process to non-petroleum fuels and avoided the squeeze. The word, the key word here is foreseen. I have recited for you a sequence of headlines. World Race for Oil. Here's another. How much gasoline are you wasting? Here's another. Vision of more expensive gasoline at the pump. All of those articles appeared in the Literary Digest and the Washington Post in 1923. The warnings of our personal waste, the warnings of our foreign dependence, the warnings of higher prices for gasoline were all in headlines written and read and ignored 67 years ago. And now you know the rest of the story.